The guitar, get booed off the stage, and then the Ed Miller Band comes on. You know, they're famous. Actually,
Fish, 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 fish Walking So the job,
I'm gonna kind of slip through it.
Upstream, takes on the chapter 2, verse 2, verse 2, to the to see the to
Jesus, 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 Jesus We can understand the air and the day and we work and get finished. Family. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we'll be like him. How much do you believe in the righteousness of God? Now, what is the righteousness of God? I said that God does everything right, but let me take it one step further. The New Testament revelation in the book of Romans is this, that the righteousness of God is not only that God does things right, but that he makes us right. Do you believe God has such power of righteousness that he can make us look like him? That is a powerful job. We're dealing with a mighty potter to transform us into the image of Jesus. You stand on that? Now I'm a child of God, and I know I'm going to look like him. Furthermore, when he finally does show up, the end of verse 2, when he appears, we shall be like him. What is this? Because we shall see him just as he is. What we're going to find out is this, the most amazing thing. We're walking right now, abiding in Jesus, talking with him, walking in him. And one day we're going to see him and he's going to say, that's the same Jesus I've been walking with and been talking with all this time. He's nobody different. He's not going to come down and shock you. You think you're going to be shocked by Jesus? If you're walking with him and talking with him in the garden every day and abiding in him, when you see him, you go, there he is. Now I just see who I've been talking to has been talking to me. It's the same Jesus. I don't have some caricature of Jesus here. I'm walking with the living Jesus in his life. When I see him, it's going to be just like what I see now. You may be disappointed if you're expecting something great. You're just going to meet the great one that you know now. In one sense, those New Testament days, people have no advantage over you. You're meeting the same Jesus now. You and I, when we walk in that life, we meet the same Jesus we're going to meet when he appears. So now we're the children. We're going to be changed into looking like him. And when he finally shows up, it'll just be like he's one of the family. We've known him all along. But of course, what does Jesus say when all those people came running after him when he fixed them all some bread there in John chapter 6? They said, well, what can we do the works of God? Lift righteousness. He says, believe on the one the Father has sent. Man, you know, that just cuts us off right at the quick here. What can I do to be a lover of God? And God says, believe who you are and who my son is. That's a good start. No, I want to do something. I want to get back to life. He says, no, you better stay in life a while. Believe that you are my child. And you know, when we see this, that we really are his kids, we accept it, and we're really going to be changing them. There is a... Immediately we get in the zapping zone, and something amazing happens. Verse 3. Everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. There's suddenly a zapping, purifying thing that takes place in your life. It isn't because you drummed up purifying. You didn't stick on the purifier blender. Okay, I'm going to puree myself. Let me climb in this thing. Is lawlessness, and some things are born. Let it. If you take a man
That's good.
This is life. Man's account, those account. Life that things to the place to the but even by living by living and in the end in the end in the end for the box of box. He said I and said temper don't anybody to anybody.
I'm not Thank you.